WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Find out what's going on in the world, the state,
and in your own backyard.
This is a Civic Media Network News Update.
Good morning. It's 8 a.m. I'm Luke Mathers, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The father of Travis King, the U.S. service member that crossed into North Korea earlier this month, believes his son may have been under the influence of alcohol when crossing the demilitarized zone. Pentagon officials dispute the theory. Thomas King suspects it would have been the only reason he could see his son entering North Korea. U.S. officials are working with the North Koreans to coordinate Private King's return. One of the three Marines found dead in North Carolina Sunday was from Wisconsin. Terry Bell reports.
Lance Corporal Tanner Kaltenberg was from Madison and graduated from Verona High School. He was 19 years old. He and two other Marines found dead had been serving at Camp Lejeune. The local sheriff's department is investigating, but homicide has been ruled out. We don't know how they died or how long they'd been dead. We're still waiting for the autopsy report. Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
Area parents are upset the Eau Claire School District did not inform them of a planned discussion surrounding a transgender teacher. One parent is pursuing a lawsuit to learn exactly what was said. Pete Schwaba with more.
A parent of four students in the Eau Claire School District is suing the district over a conversation surrounding a middle school orchestra teacher's gender-affirming surgery. She alleges the lawsuit against the district is not over the subject of conversation, but rather not given the option to opt out of the discussion. Buckman now wants to know exactly what was told to her children. Orchestra students at North Star Middle School were given the opportunity to leave the room before the conversation. All of the students stayed to hear from their teacher. Pete Schwaba, Civic Media News.
Buchman is being represented in the lawsuit by the conservative organization Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty. Experts are pushing back against the popular notion that gun violence and mental illness are strongly connected. Jack Rosel of the University of Pittsburgh says people with mental health challenges are not more prone to violence.
The data is pretty clear that in the United States, about half of us live with a psychiatric illness, right? So it's actually quite common to live with a psychiatric illness. It's not those people, it's us together.
Rosel says the United States is the only country that averages one mass shooting every day. He says the problem in America is easy access to guns. Lowering the cost to receive Wisconsin's voter list. That's the goal of a Republican proposal being circulated at the Wisconsin Capitol this week. Under the proposal, the state would cap costs for purchasing an electronic copy of Wisconsin's voter rolls to $250. Currently, the cap is set to $12,500. According to State Senator Dan Knodel and State Representative Amy Binsfield, that cost is out of reach for most Wisconsinites. The lawmakers claim the bill is to promote transparency in voter information. And that's what Wisconsin needs to know. I'm Luke Mathers, and this is Civic Media News.
For the talk of Green Bay News, I'm Pete Schwaba. Here's what Green Bay needs to know. A family of six is without their home after a fire in Fond du Lac. They were able to escape the fire that started in the basement and caused extensive damage to the house. According to the Fond du Lac Fire Department, crews responded to a call at 9 p.m. near County Road K. The family became aware of the growing fire thanks to smoke alarms. Several cats were rescued as well. There is updated news on the crash that caused part of a building to collapse in downtown Green Bay. According to Green Bay Police, they responded to the scene a little before 11 p.m. where a minivan crashed into a building on Main Street. Witnesses reported to police that the minivan was driving recklessly when it rammed into the building located between George Street and North Irwin Avenue. The driver of the minivan, a 29-year-old woman, was taken into custody. She and her passenger, a 27-year-old man, both sustained non-life-threatening injuries. Pete Schwaba, WGBW 97.9 News.
The Reds hold off the Brewers. Good morning, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Reds had built a four-run lead heading into the bottom of the ninth inning last night at American Family Field. Then, with runners on first and third, Christian Yelich came to the plate. Jeff Levering on Valley Sports Wisconsin.
Fly ball left field. Back Senzel. Gone! It's a one-run game.
My goodness.
A three-run homer by Yelich, his 15th of the season. It traveled 378 feet over the left field fence, but Andrew Monasterio, batting cleanup, hit a pop fly, and that ended it. A 4-3 win for Cincinnati over the Crew. Yelich after the game.
Yeah, we left a lot out there. You know, we kind of had a chance to distance ourselves there with a lot of opportunities, but our pitchers did a great job of just throwing up zeros, giving us a chance to stay in it and keep the pressure on.
Brewers manager Craig Counsell.
Just didn't do enough offensively. We had a lot of like longer at bats, just didn't cash anything in.
What has to change to turn the offense around?
We got to get more hits.
Game 3, the rubber match of the series at 1:10 this afternoon in Milwaukee. Ben Lively against the Brewers' Freddie Peralta. The Crew with a half-game lead over the Reds in the NL Central. College football, former Badgers defensive coordinator Jim Leonard has been hired by Brett Bielema as a defensive consultant at Illinois. The Packers begin training camp with two players on the PUP. Defensive back Eric Stokes and linebacker Rashawn Gary, GM Brian Gutekunst.
He's such an important factor for our football team. So, you know, we're going to be very cautious in that as far as making sure that he's good to go. He's got a long career ahead of him, and we want to make sure that we do everything we can to get him to where he can go let it loose.
ESPN's list of NFL top running backs did not include Packers' Aaron Jones. A.J. Dillon's reaction.
Him not being a top 10 of first all ridiculous. Just the last couple of years he's had. It's just stuff for our bulletin board. We got a bulletin board. We got a checklist. We keep the receipts. I don't need to say too much. We'll let our game speak for itself.
That's Packers running back A.J. Dillon. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Starting at 6 AM, The Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show.
On WGBW.
Hey, what's up now?
Brother, what's up?
This is a hey, big party, man.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Good morning to you, Calvin. How you doing, man?
I'm doing well, Earl. How are you?
All right, man. I guess it's maybe we'll get the clouds to, you know, cry a little bit for us this morning.
Hopefully. We need some rain.
Yeah, we really do, man. And we've been saying that now, you know, for months. And I always say Mother Nature doesn't ever forget. The longer we go without rain, you know what's on the opposite end of that?
Lots of rain.
No.
What is that?
Lots of snow.
Oh, yeah. That is certainly coming. I didn't want to think about that.
Yeah, yeah. Mother Nature doesn't forget. And so we're going to get one way or the other. But I want to do this because we got a lot to talk about this morning. We're expecting Chief Jeffrey Norman. He'll be joining me at 8:30 this morning as we talk about a whole array of things. He is the chief of police for the city of Milwaukee. We want to give away some state fair tickets and a pack of four. I think state fair tickets are about $25 a piece or a little bit more than that. But to caller number two, you get to pick up a quick four-pack of state fair tickets. State fair, Wisconsin State Fair is, I think, it's August 2nd. It's in West Dallas. It's the biggest of all the fairs. So it's the granddaddy of the state fairs around the state. And we have a four-pack of tickets to give to caller number two. Before the chief gets here, you know, last night in the city of Milwaukee, four children were shot and two were killed. And so I'm going to spend some time talking with the chief just about the depth of what is happening. We often hear about the mass shootings, and everybody gets outraged about the mass shootings. But for heaven's sakes, the individual shootings that take place far too often, and that a society that is far too silent about nightly across this nation is even more insidious than when some one guy shoots and kills four or five people. You can look at the sheer numbers of people who are being shot and killed nightly that never even makes, you know, the newspaper. It's a blip. You know, Johnny got killed last night. Boom, that's it. You know, unless, you know, Johnny was somebody of importance, we live in a society that does not, that doesn't even register on the Richter scale. And so four children were shot last night in the city of Milwaukee, two murdered. And the sheer number of kids that have been shot and killed this year in the city of Milwaukee and all over this nation. Breathtaking. Here's an article yesterday in Chicago, Associated Press. A 10-year-old boy fires shots at police officers. They were called to his house after a 10-year-old boy got access to his mother's gun and fired shots inside of the home. A 10-year-old child got access to his mother's gun and fired shots inside the home. They called the police. The police came out, and the 10-year-old boy fired shots at the police. He came out on the porch with the gun, and there was a standoff with a 10-year-old child and the Chicago Police Department. Now, it was said that this young boy who placed the gun to his head twice while the police were there before he started firing at police. His mom, who carelessly left the gun in her purse. Clearly, this young man, this young boy, knew that there was a gun in her purse. They said this young man was experiencing mental distress, according to police in the statement. But yet he was able to get his hands on a gun. How many times do we have to continue to talk about children and guns? And it doesn't register in this society to the degree that it should. Now, when Chief Norman gets here, you know, the one thing I do know about Chief Norman is I see him constantly in our community because he and I are both at the same events working on trying to make things better in our neighborhoods and in our communities. He gets it. Here's a man with a law degree that is also a law enforcement officer. He's nobody's fool. I don't know how many police chiefs have law degrees as well, but Chief Norman has that. But even with all those credentials, what he has is an admiration for the community where we live and an understanding of what poverty does to people and why he's so engaged and has his officers so engaged in our community, in the worst spots of our city. Chief Norman has his officers not there, you know, enforcing the law, but in getting to know the people of the community, to make those people understand that they have no fear and should not fear law enforcement, especially if they're not doing anything wrong. You know, we keep having these issues. Let me do this quickly. So this is today's Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. 16-year-old boy shot and killed. He is the 15th minor to die by homicide in Milwaukee this year. I repeat, minor. 16-year-old boy was fatally shot on Tuesday, in many instances, by another child with a gun, Milwaukee police said. The teen is the 15th minor to die by homicide in Milwaukee this year. Tuesday's shooting happened less than 24 hours after a 9-year-old boy died in a shooting. The 16-year-old boy died in a shooting on the 2700 block of North 33rd Street shortly before 5:30 p.m. Police do not have anyone in custody and asked anyone with information to call them. The teen's death continues a troubling trend of minors being shot, not just in Milwaukee, but nationally. From 2016 to 2019, more than 10 children, from 2016 to 2019, no more than 10 children died by homicide in Milwaukee. But 20 or more have been killed in each of the 3 years since, according to police and the city's Homicide Review Commission. Last year, Milwaukee had 27 juvenile homicide victims, according to police. Nationally in 2020, firearm-related injuries surpassed motor vehicle crashes as the leading cause of death for young people. I'm going to repeat that. Firearms-related injuries surpassed motor vehicle crashes as the leading cause of death for young people, defined as those 1 to 19 years old, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Now, there are entities that are working in our city and others to try to address what is a black eye for America. You know, again, we make up 4% of the global population, but almost most of the deaths when it comes to gun deaths. 4% of the population globally, but we lead the entire nation in people being killed by guns. What's the problem? What's the problem that we can't fix in this nation? We can't stop or choose not to stop the free flow of guns into the hands of children and others. You know, what is it going to take? Well, mass murders won't stop it. The fact that nightly across the nation, more people are killed than the people who are at war in Ukraine. More people die in central cities each night than the people who are killed in Ukraine and Russia. Don't believe me? Look it up. And they're in a full-out war. We got to do better. We can do better. And so I'm glad to have my good friend and the chief of police in the city of Milwaukee joining us in a few minutes. 844-967-2789 is the number. We'll be right back.
This is EAA Air Venture Airwaves. I'm Todd Michaels.
And I'm Terry Barr. Allow us to guide you around EAA with a few personal picks for the early part of Wednesday, July 26th. If you're curious about drones and planes sharing the same airspace, don't miss the presentation at 12:30 in the International Federal Pavilion. Todd, you should go to that one.
I'll try and fit that in. We've also been talking about aerobatics. It's your chance to meet the AeroShell team and get a photo. That's at 1 o'clock at the AeroShell booth 446.
And it's not all for the adults. You won't want to miss the kids' pedal plane parade happening along Celebration Way at 1:30 in the afternoon.
And don't forget, tomorrow morning, Mino and the Mayor live at EAA from 6 until 8 a.m. Make sure and tune in for that. For more events, to create your custom schedule, log on EAA.org, follow us at civicmedia.us, and listen in for our next update from EAA in Oshkosh.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Here's your updated forecast. Overcast today with scattered thunderstorms likely. High temperatures reach up to 82. Winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Lows dip down to about 67. Tonight, partly cloudy skies. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 91. Chance for scattered thunderstorms. Friday, daytime highs approaching 83. 76, mainly sunny skies and calm. Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 69.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct on WGBW.
You can text us at that same number. And I'll tell you, I had on the air yesterday another good friend, Ed Flynn, who is the former chairperson of the Fire and Police Commission. And we had many callers who talk about our city and as if it's some kind of a cesspool. And so not knowing and thinking that, you know, Milwaukee is the most unsafe place next to Ukraine. Never been the case, never is the case. And so one of the main reasons, again, that we have Chief Norman here is to clear up misconceptions of people around the state who don't know anything about the city of Milwaukee, who only go by what they hear on conservative talk radio, and yet spread erroneous information about what really is going on. And, you know, when you see these horrible events that occurred last night and keep happening, they're not just happening in Milwaukee. Children are dying from gunshots all over this country, in rural areas, in suburban areas. The easy accessibility to guns is at the root of it. And why it's so difficult for people who should have some compassion for other human beings whose lives are being snuffed out because of a gun. I don't care what you say. My constitutional right. You know, people are dying. People are being killed. 4-year-old. And we don't have and don't feel that pain. Well, I do. I really do. And, you know, and I spend every waking moment of my life doing whatever it is I can to hope that there won't be another young person or another person that loses their life because of a gun. You know, it doesn't have to happen. Doesn't have to happen. But again, the chief and I are going to cover a lot of different subjects. And we've got to go to a break, and he's here. So when we come back on the other side of this break, I'll be joined by Jeffrey Norman, the chief of police, the city of Milwaukee.
this summer.
1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute.
6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show
on WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Justin Finch. Former Marine Trevor Reed, who was exchanged in a prisoner swap with Russia last year, has now been injured fighting in Ukraine. Some think that could complicate things for other Americans being held by Moscow. Secretary of State Antony Blinken disagrees.
In terms of what the implications are for our efforts to bring home Evan Gershkovich or Paul Whelan, it shouldn't have any effect.
The hot weather still beating down. 102 expected in Oklahoma City today, 106 in Kansas City, and it's headed east.
In the Midwest and Great Lakes, Northeast, we've had a really easy summer. Not even an actual heat wave yet in New York City, meaning 3 days of 90 or above, but that will change as we get our first going into this weekend.
ABC Chief Meteorologist Ginger Z. President Biden's son, Hunter, expected in court today to accept a plea agreement on tax evasion charges. This is ABC News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
For the Talk of Green Bay News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what you need to know. The two victims in the Alloway crash in Green Bay last Friday night have been identified. Trevor Herman and Luis Rios Alvarado were both killed during the collision. Four others were injured. The crash happened just before midnight on Webster Avenue in front of a Quick Trip when a Mercedes collided with a Toyota Scion. The Brown County Sheriff's Office identified the driver of the Mercedes as Kelton Snelligan. He is currently hospitalized and could be formally charged. Authorities say speed and alcohol contributed to the crash and continue to investigate the incident. Green Bay police say the death of a two-year-old child last week has been ruled accidental. Authorities responded to the incident on the 600 block of Irwin Street last Thursday, July 20th, after the child was found unconscious. Authorities believe the death of the toddler resulted from the child getting tangled up in some pull cords of window blinds. Officials say no further details will be released. Pete Schwabe, WGBW 97.9 News.
Attention, Wisconsin veterans.
Hello, I'm Tony Evers, the governor of Wisconsin. If you are a veteran struggling to pay for rent, utilities, or other life-sustaining services, I want you to know that the Veterans Rental Assistance Program is here to help. You have already made a most noble sacrifice. You shouldn't have to continue doing so. We are here to support you. The Veterans Rental Assistance Program was created by and for people living in Wisconsin, with benefit approvals being issued to veterans in just days, not months. It's never easy to ask for assistance, but rest assured, we're here to help. You've always been there for us. We want you to know that we're here for you. Call 833-WISVRAP. That's 833-947-8727. Or visit VRAPWI.com. On behalf of the state of Wisconsin, thank you.
Living happily ever after isn't always a reality. If you're over 50 and are considering divorce, attorney Andrea Gage with the Everson Law Firm can provide the guidance you need. Andrea focuses on silver divorces, the kind that get more complicated over time and present unique challenges. A family, multiple properties, significant assets. Andrea and the team at Everson Law have the experience to protect your interests. Call Everson Law to set up an appointment with Andrea today. It's never too late to be happy. Everson Law, 920-435-3734.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Of pride to make it easier
Let the children's laughter remind us how we used to be. Everybody's searching for a hero. People need someone to look up to. I never found anyone who fulfilled my need. A lonely place to be. So I learned to depend on me. I decided.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. And as promised, a good friend and a man who continues to battle against all odds in the city of Milwaukee, none other than Chief Jeffrey Norman.
Do we get some applause? Yay!
You know, man.
Good morning, sir.
I was thinking this morning of all the chiefs that I've known in the city, going back to Harold Breyer. Mm-hmm. I've been around here a long time.
Oh, yes, sir.
And I just started going down the list of all of those chiefs. Mm-hmm. And to be honest with you, Art Jones was a chief. I respect it. Believe it or not, Ed Flynn was a chief. Mm-hmm. I respect it a lot. I've been around a long time, mm-hmm. right?
Mm-hmm. I see the gray hair.
And you. And I remember when you first put your name in the hat to become the chief. I supported you then.
Yes, you did.
And they were trying to find others, and I said, right. Here's a man with a law degree.
Yes, sir.
As a law enforcement officer.
Yes, sir.
Who could live anywhere.
Yes, sir.
And he chose to stay here and live here. Why?
Absolutely. Born and raised. My family's still here. My wife's family is from Milwaukee, and they're still here. So you feel a true attachment, understanding that this is the city that gave you the foundation to be able to do things, and I really believe in service. I really believe in service. Right. So being able to do that, I had options, federal. I had options from other municipal police departments. But I intentionally chose Milwaukee Police Department because of the belief in making our community better and being able to stand tall about that, you know, I'm with you, not behind you on the side, but with you in regards to working for our community.
And you aren't just a guy who says that, man. Because I'm a servant.
Yes, sir.
And everywhere I'm serving, I see you.
Uh-oh.
So, and not only do I see you, I see your officers.
Yes, sir.
So what is that?
Serving leadership at its best. Understanding that you have to model what you believe in. That's the core of who I am. And it's funny because I really didn't know about the concept of servant leadership till I had some individuals introduced to me. It was Dick Pieper at the Wisconsin Lutheran College, where as I'm learning about this concept many years ago, I sit there and said, this speaks to me. And seeing that there is really it's co-joined in regards to service as a public servant, and knowing that you have to model that behavior if you expect your people to follow. And so it's easy to do something that aligns with who you are, and that's who I am, and that's not some, like, you know, trying to political platform, whatever. It's me. That's why it's easy to do it.
You know, and so what reflects from that is through your officers. Is we live in a city where there's always been some kind of contention between law enforcement and our community, and people not trusting law enforcement. You knew that from your years being in law enforcement.
Absolutely.
But you've turned that around.
We're working on it every day. I haven't had all the best of experiences growing up in Milwaukee, especially when you talk about from just different leadership and also our police department. But understand that there is an opportunity to grow. I always talk about in regards to what's the biggest challenge for us as the police department. And don't get me wrong, we have issues in regards to crime. We have issues in regards to some of the behaviors. But I say our biggest issue is trust. And building upon that, to know that the community is with you and you are with the community, is an ongoing process, is an ongoing work. And until I retire, that's always going to be at the forefront of continue to build those bridges, build the relationships, understand that, you know, we're not two divergent groups. We're all together in this work that's going for our city.
There are people in this audience who don't get to Milwaukee much at all, if ever, who think Milwaukee is a cesspool and one of the worst places in the nation, one of the most dangerous places in the nation. You say what to that?
It hurts my heart to hear that. The beauty in our city is, I say, second to none. And I've been all over, not only this nation, but the world. It's funny, sometimes when my family members on my wife's side visit from California, says, it's so green. I see all the beauty in the water. But just all the different diversity from the foods, from the restaurants, from the art scene, from our entertainment scene, the history in regards to different ethnicities and buildings. It is a beautiful place that someone needs to see it for their own eyes and not use someone else's narrative to be their story. I always say, own your own story. Don't use someone else's story to be your story. See it for yourself and see what this city has to offer. And I tell you, you'll be humbled and appreciative.
Well, so clearly there are people who understand it because they come into the city for all the amenities and all the great things. Summerfest, look, there's no lack of people coming into the city of Milwaukee and feeling terrified when it's Summerfest, right?
We have very robust festivals. In fact, you're going to be at Germerfest this Saturday, I mean Friday. You know, we have a number of different conventions, you know, the big, robust conventions. In fact, right now, Northwestern Mutual Life is putting on a convention, which is an annual thing. But beyond even that, you know, again, the Air Water Show, you know, we talked about that earlier. We have a number of different events that's going on around, not only in the downtown area, but outside. Garfield Days was right. Robust. Oh, I mean, there's a lot of things going. Juneteenth was huge. And I know people are going,
30,000 people inside it. And one, all it takes is one person.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
They don't talk about the fact that 30,000 people were inside of there
for over 12 hours.
Right.
For over 12 hours.
And peaceful.
Yes,
and,
sir.
And Garfield Days.
That's beautiful.
All of that.
Yes, sir.
And no positive media coverage from that. One incident.
Yes, sir. It bothers you because it seems like that is where that whole saying, if it bleeds, it leads, you know. And instead of being able to embrace a lot of the beauty and a lot of things that is really working for our city, don't get me wrong, we have our challenges. But I challenge people saying, tell me an urban city in our nation that having challenges. I'm part of Major City Chiefs. We talk all the time. And sometimes we say ditto in regards to that. We're dealing with the same challenges with our youth, challenges with firearms. But we also have a lot of great things going on in regards to the surrounding of love and the work that is coming from all the different community groups, business community, from our law enforcement groups. So I always say that, you know, I don't look at a glass as half empty. I look at it as half full.
So people say, well, there's so much crime in Milwaukee. Milwaukee is nothing but criminals running around the city of Milwaukee. And has crime, you know, everything that I've read and listening to, again, Ed Falone, the former chair of the Fire and Police Commission, crime is down.
Yes.
In the city.
Yes. So the thing is that, you know, we're trying to get compared to pre-pandemic. And I would say that's unfair because unless your business is pre-pandemic, unless your lifestyle is pre-pandemic the same way, that's an unfair comparison. Now, from what we were post-pandemic, we are driving down in regards to our, you know, violence, in regards to our, you know, stolen vehicles. There's a lot of great things going in the right direction because of the collaborations. And so with that, I'm not going to let individuals try to own that narrative. Well, it's not 2019. Well, tell me your business post-2019. Show me those numbers, and then we can have a discussion. But in regards to where we were and where we are now, absolutely in a better place. And we're working towards a better place than that. So the thing is that I, again, don't subscribe to a glass half empty. The glass is half full. And especially with all the work, the collaborations, the things that's going on within our community, within our business community, within our law enforcement community, I'm very proud of where we're at and also where we're going.
So if you're just joining us, that is Police Chief Jeff Norman for the city of Milwaukee and a person I'd like to call a friend.
almost 20 years.
Yeah, and so I'm so glad to have you in the studio, man, to clarify misconceptions of our beloved city. Now, children.
Yes, sir.
Yesterday, I kept hearing people call and say, well, they should lock those kids up. And so, yeah, you can lock 12-year-olds up. How long are you going to lock a 12-year-old up for getting into a stolen car that some other 14-year-old kid stole? Is the answer locking up 12-year-old kids for extended periods of time? Is that going to solve this?
No, we're not going to arrest our way out of it. Don't get me wrong. Accountability has a place in law enforcement. It has a place in regards to the many different tools that we use. But there's not enough space, and there's not enough money that's going to be spent towards, especially when you start talking about the property crimes. I will say that, you know, definitely we have a lot of work to do within our youth, because I say that when kids don't have things to do, or we are not finding things to do, they're finding for themselves. So it's important for us to understand that we all have a role. You know, again, post-pandemic, a lot of the things that kids had available are not available. You know, the Boys and Girls Club, the YMCA, they're gradually opening up. They're gradually expanding their programs. And those challenges gives, you know, these kids too much freedom to do things that we do not like to see them do, which we need to be more intentional in regards to making sure they're not going those bad paths.
You know, Chief Norman, I always say, you know, you and I used to be kids before.
Yes, sir.
Contrary to popular belief, it's true, right? We used to be kids. And so we had opportunities that these kids don't have.
Yes, sir.
Right?
That's true.
I mean, kids all summer, many of these kids, they don't get a chance to go to State Fair.
Yes, sir.
They don't get a chance to go to Disney World.
Right.
They don't get a chance to go to the Dells.
Right.
They don't get a chance, for heaven's sakes, to even go to Summerfest.
Right.
Because they don't have the financial resources to
right.
do so.
Right.
And so when kids get out of summer, get out of school for the summer,
right.
and all they have to look forward to, Chief Norman, is to sit in their neighborhoods on the streets, break bottles and throw rocks.
Right.
This is nothing new.
Right.
Going back 50 years, 60 years, if kids didn't have anything to do, they were called juvenile delinquents.
Right?
Right.
Right.
We always had it.
Right.
And so people who don't have access to opportunities to enjoy what this nation provides and offers,
right.
they're gonna. And now with technology.
Right.
And the accessibility to that makes things more difficult to deal with children. Is it safe to say that?
Yes. You know, the thing that we are unfortunately seeing is that the lack of activities for them, which I know that we're moving better in a better direction of putting more efforts into the parks and, you know, after-school activities or the places where they can have recreational. But I do see there's not enough. And I always put the challenge out to the public of saying, stop complaining. What are you doing about it? You know, I can show you what we're doing about it,
right.
or the things that we're working with. But, you know, and it's not always that it's going to be fun. You know, the other day, Beta Philanthropies sat down with the youth and said, what do you need? They said, we want mentors. We don't need doctors or lawyer mentors. We just want people who want to be in our lives to give us some guidance. They said that from the kids. So as much as people want to talk about this, we need to understand we all have a role in our community safety.
Got to go to a break. Chief Jeff Norman. The City of Milwaukee Police Department is in the studio. We'll be right back.
Find your strength in the Lord.
Call your local Bug Tussle rep today to find out how you can get free internet service. You heard that right, free internet. Call today before this deal ends. For Shawano and O'Connell counties, call Amanda at 920-600-4760. That's 920-600-4760. And for Brown, Manitowoc, and Kewaunee counties, call Scott at 920-530-1311. 920-530-1311.
If you care about animals or crops, you probably care how the weather could impact both.
It's summer in Wisconsin, and the success of your efforts often depends on knowing the forecast. Count on your local Civic Media weather team for all the information you need.
Crops' roots are also growing deeper in search for water, which is bad news, because when rain finally falls, it will sit shallow and be absorbed in the top layers of the soil.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app. Test your home for radon. Radon causes lung cancer, and half the homes in Green Bay test high. Request a free tester at newradon.com. newradon.com. Get a free test kit now. It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. Overcast today with scattered thunderstorms likely. High temperatures reach up to 82. Winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Lows dip down to about 67. Tonight, partly cloudy skies. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 91. Chance for scattered thunderstorms. Friday, daytime highs approaching 83. 76, mainly sunny skies and calm. Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 69.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Town Call.
On WGBW.
You know what I think heaven is? Mm-hmm. I think heaven is you. You know that? Listen. A place where I can find
welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. I'm so happy to have in studio Mr. Jeffrey Norman. He is the chief of the City of Milwaukee Police Department. And you know, Jeff, if children, and I always say this to people, we don't seem to grasp something that, to me, should be one of the easiest things to understand. Mm-hmm. Children grow up to become adults. Mm. And if we don't cultivate children, stop me if I'm saying something wrong, man.
I can't stop you. I'm on your radio show anyway.
I know. but we must, as a society. Children don't get to pick their parents.
Yes, sir.
And so if children wind up in an environment that is not conducive to them realizing their full potential, mm-hmm. we wind up with misguided children.
Absolutely.
Misguided children Absolutely. Become misguided adults.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
So we are fortunate and blessed to not only have a young man like you as the chief, but we've got a young mayor.
Yes, sir.
Who sees it, right?
Yes, sir.
And I tell people this is like the best time of in my life in the city of Milwaukee with these young people.
Yes, sir.
In these leadership positions who finally get it. You're not going to arrest yourself out of this.
That's correct.
Opportunities have to happen.
Right.
And people kind of deserve a fair shot at life, don't you think?
Absolutely. Some of the life examples that I've dealt with as law enforcement, I also understand sometimes I reflect on myself in regards to growing up, and I had the involvement of parents, but also people outside of my household who has guided me to where I'm at. And so I look at it as a obligation to ensure that we are, especially in my leadership position, doing the same things of providing, guidance and opportunities. Was at Camp Rise the other day, talking to over 100 young men and women.
They're
250.
They're 10 to 13 years old.
Making sure that, we're doing everything we can to guide, to support, to inspire, to say that there is a different lifestyle out there and talk about some of the things that we are seeing that are challenges and say, hey, you don't have to choose that, but there needs to be more of us.
Let me tell you something, man. I am so excited when I see young law enforcement officers from the city of Milwaukee. I see them. I keep telling people, open your eyes.
Yes, sir.
Do you see what I see?
Absolutely.
Same thing with the sheriff's department.
Yeah.
And so I'm looking, I'm so proud, because that wasn't there when I was young.
Yeah.
I didn't see that.
Right.
You guys are doing a great job of recruiting, right?
Yes, sir. The diversity is there, the youth is there, and we've been doing better than most of our counterparts in regards to bringing people into the organization. And that's a beautiful thing, because there's a chance to be able to, again, affect culture, to be able to have those who are, understand what it means to have that servant leadership, desire, and seeing that there's people stepping up to the plate to, be counted. I can't say enough about that. And seeing that there is those who are coming from our community who are stepping up to the plate, it's even more beautiful.
You know, the other part of this is the buck stops with you. And so whatever your law enforcement officers do, in the end, it comes back to you.
Absolutely.
So you clearly are having dialogue and conversation with your officers on things that you expect of them. Is it safe to say that?
All the time, beyond even just the incoming officers, but those who get promoted to supervisor positions, those who get promoted to commander positions, you have to set the tone and understand that you have to be that goalpost, that flagpole. So I do own in regards to the things that happen out of our department, because it's a responsible leadership, but also I do own that you have to be intentional in regards to your leadership and expectations to our particular officers and our commanders and supervisors.
Is it safe to say to become a Milwaukee police officer is a privilege and an honor?
Absolutely.
Not a right.
And also that it's not a right to stay. If you cannot afford, if you cannot align yourself to the, again, understand you're a public servant, you have engaged type of service, that you are going to be accountable and professional, there is no home for you in the Milwaukee Police Department. And I've said that many, many times. So it is a point of expectations, because the public deserves the best version of you every day.
And for people who are listening, you guys are hiring.
Rolling hiring. Every day you can put your application in is a nice thing, to be able to have that opportunity to continue to have the support from our elected officials, from our residents, in regards to having the ability to continue to bring in good people who want to serve our community.
So what do you love the most about your job? Or do you consider it a job?
First of all, I don't consider it a job. And like you just said, it's a privilege. I look at it from a standpoint, this is a calling. Being able to serve at the highest level, and be able to have a level of impact that it's not just me as a team. I have a beautiful team in regards to the administration, but also that we have excellent relationships, whether it's with the media, whether it's with our elected officials. People ask us, like, is your relationship with the mayor really that real? It absolutely is. And I think it's important for people to understand that there's people here in these positions who really look at this opportunity as a golden moment to be able to use these relationships with the business community, beautiful relationship with the business community, with our community, with our activists. I mean, we are intentional of building bridges and understand that we alone cannot create the impact that we need to see in the city of Milwaukee. And understanding that and working with everyone and being humble and thankful that people want to step into the arena to be a part of this, what we call public safety lift, is a beautiful thing.
Man, thank you for coming in and
thank you for having
taking
me.
Some time out of your busy schedule. I pray that you remain in this position as long as you want it, and that you remain healthy.
Talk to my wife.
And that we'll be able to see the change that all of us want to see in this community. It starts with all of us, but
absolutely,
certainly you're going to play a major role in it.
Thank you, sir. Stay blessed.
All right, thank you. All right, that was Chief Jeff Norman, the City of Milwaukee Police Department. Got to go to a break. We'll be right back.
summer. 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., the Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, the Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show. On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed. Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media.